Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. What do you want to comment on the farmers in the Netherlands doing a very effective protest, locking down some of the distribution centers, spraying manure on police and government buildings? Very interesting stuff happening there. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the captain. Also, the people of Sri Lanka uprising and basically throwing the prime minister and the president out by setting one of their houses on fire and taking over the other and, you know, just doing with hundreds of thousands of protesters. Interesting stuff happening all across the planet right now, but also interesting, your phone calls. The number 603-283-6160. Captain, you had something you wanted to add in here about the conversation regarding shooting dogs. The police, our last caller, couldn't believe that the police would shoot a dog.
Ever.
At all, but he would say, he said,
it's got to be rare.
It's got to be, hardly ever happens. And we said, well, there's a website that tracks this stuff, but none of the three of us in the studio really had any kind of numbers. We weren't prepared, you know, we just, it's open phones.
We didn't know that conversation. We were going to be talking about police shooting dogs today.
But you looked it up, Captain, and it turns out it's way more often than I would have imagined.
Mm-hmm. So John Whitehead is a prolific libertarian style writer.
Mm-hmm.
This is from OvertonCountyNews.com. It is estimated that a dog is shot by a police officer every 98 minutes.
Wow.
The Department of Justice, so this is government's own numbers,
mm-hmm.
The Department of Justice estimates that at least 25 dogs are killed by police every day.
So that's more than every hour. So during this program, at least three dogs have been shot by police.
Killed. He
shot,
said killed.
Killed. Yeah.
Because there's probably dogs that get shot and yeah, they might make it.
Yeah.
The website that I mentioned, puppysidedb.com, they're apparently an old website. You might get an error if you go there. The site is still up, but apparently they're not functional anymore. However,
you got to use www, and you can't use the secure link and anyway.
However, that project, the Puppyside Database project, has estimated the number of dogs being killed by police to be closer to 500 dogs a day. Instead of the Department of Justice's numbers of 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere
which translates,
in between.
Which
so
translates
between
to
less than an hour and 3 minutes.
That translates to 182,000 dogs per year. That's the size of like a medium city.
That's insane.
What, Manchester's what, 150,000, 100,000, something
like
that?
Yeah, out of that. Okay, 125.
So that many, Manchester, New Hampshire, that many dogs.
Exterminated
every year. Every year. By police.
Amazing.
Yeah, I was like, am I right? Is it at least one a day? It's like, no, it's got to be.
It's like one an hour at least.
No. It's nothing so small as a dog every single day.
Let's go to your phone calls here. We're going actually to Mehdi in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Mehdi.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
How's it going, guys? So a while ago, there was a document that was produced not by the state, but by actually technically the Federal Reserve that was a public, quote unquote, the first public thing. They publicized what they thought about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. I don't know if it's what they thought about it. I forget. But something about cryptocurrency.
When you say the Federal Reserve, are you talking about the United States Federal Reserve or the equivalent in Canada?
No, the United States Federal Reserve.
Okay.
But but Canada is, because you did find out, Canada is in cahoots, not cahoots, is working with, I think it was MIT, you looked it up at that time, that is also investigating cryptocurrencies or central digitized currency. So anyways, there's a arm of the state now that has given a contract to a company called Trail of Bits. For any of your listeners that want to know, you can Google it. The title is, it's a 26 PDF page, the blockchains, are blockchains decentralized? ? And then a subtitle, Unintended Centralities in Distributed Ledgers. And it was just released June 2022. So it's recent, within the last couple of weeks. It says Distribution Statement A approved for public release, Distribution Unlimited. And a lot of it I don't understand, but if the listeners or you guys understand, can I just read the executive summary? Just part of it. It's like couple of paragraphs. Over the past year, Trail of Bits was engaged by the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, to investigate the extent to which blockchains are truly decentralized. Hmm. We focus primarily on the two most popular blockchains, Bitcoin and Ethereum. We also investigated proof of stake or POS blockchains, and
they are a POS.
Byzantine fault tolerant consensus protocols in general.
Mm-hmm.
This report provides a high level summary of results from the academic literature, as well as our novel research on software centrality and the topology of the Bitcoin consensus network. For an excellent academic study with a deeper technical discussion, we would recommend the work of Say et al. And then they give like a number one, like, you know, like a reference, and at the back, the references and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they have like certain key findings, like they say something that I wasn't aware of all Bitcoin traffic, it says 60% traverses just three ISPs.
Really?
Yeah, that's what these guys found here.
Well, I mean, that's basically the cable companies, right? There's very few in the United States. I think there's really two, maybe three cable companies. So, I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, ISPs are basically a cartel at this point.
Ah, okay. So there you go. So they have that, and then they said, when nodes have an out-of-date or incorrect view of the network, this lowers the percentage, I don't know what this means, of the hash rate necessary to execute a standard 51% attack. Moreover, only the nodes operated by mining pools need to be degraded to carry out such an attack. For example, during the first half of 2021, the actual cost of a 51% attack on Bitcoin was closer to 49% of the hash rate. I don't know how significant that is, but it's up and below 50, so I think that might be significant.
So they don't give an estimate of what that would cost? Because as I understand it, there's a lot of money being poured into mining Bitcoin, so you'd have to spend quite a bit to attack 51% or 49% either way of the network. It would be very expensive, and that's why you don't see people doing it. You can do it with smaller coins very cheaply.
Yeah, you also don't even see the governments doing it. I mean, basically, they haven't done an effective 51% attack because you can't. I mean, if the governments could knock Bitcoin out, they would.
They would have by now.
Yeah. Especially the U.S. government.
But it sounds like they're trying to figure out if they can, and that's the point of this whole research paper,
yeah,
right?
And it's DARPA. And it's DARPA. They're the top edge or whatever, right? And they're releasing it publicly. Like, I wonder how many other companies, or not companies, how many other arms of the state also are, you know, how this is factoring in, this new blockchain technology. Can I just read the conclusions of this?
Sure.
It's just a paragraph.
Yeah, it's interesting.
In this report, we identified several scenarios in which blockchain immutability, I think, like security, is called into question not by exploring cryptographic vulnerabilities, but instead by subverting the properties of a blockchain's implementation, networking, or consensus protocol. Like you're saying, it's the ISPs, it's the other things outside of actual cryptography. A subset of a blockchain's participants can garner excessive centralized control over the entire system. A majority of Bitcoin nodes have significant incentives to behave dishonestly, and in fact, there is no known way to create any permissionless blockchain that is impervious to malicious nodes without having a TTP. I don't know what TTP stands for. It's a computer thing. We provided updated data on the Nakamoto coefficient. So it's for numerous blockchains, and proposed a new metric for blockchain centrality based on nodes' topological influence on consensus. And Nakamoto coefficient is basically the closer it is to one, the more centralized the thing is, whatever they're measuring.
So the problem with attacking this from the side, as they're suggesting, is that the network would then adapt to that change. So, like, if you took down the three servers that are the three ISPs that are doing all of this, okay, well, that means that suddenly it's a lot cheaper to mine. So a lot more nodes in a lot of other places will come online and start mining, because it's a market response.
Yeah, it's interesting though, Mehdi, and thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate bringing up that they're trying to figure out how to take this down.
Yeah, DARPA is the ones trying to look at this.
Didn't they create the internet back in the day?
Kind of.
So we got more coming up here, and you can join us as well. What do you want to talk about? Puppy side, massive protests globally, the cops, whatever's on your mind.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here at Live Saturday Show. Continuing, you can bring up whatever you want at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Beakless Mountaineer,
and the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
We're going to go into more of your calls and thoughts, and maybe there's more to say about the protests. Otherwise, there's plenty in the news to discuss here tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything you want.
Is contest the opposite of protest?
Good question. We go to your calls and thoughts. So we got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, Congress and progress are definitely vice and versa. I don't know about
there you go.
One there.
That's a good one. Is it still progress if I have it in Prague?
Ooh, it's just grass,
right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Anyway, the guy that could not believe that the cops would shoot a dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that guy.
There was an old movie I remember, and there was a big bully Mexican kid, and there was a little weenie white kid, and he was getting picked on. And the big bully kid come over. He told him, he says, I'm going to come over to your house. I know where you live. He says, if you don't come out, I'm going to eat your dog.
What movie was this?
I don't remember. This was like probably 30 years ago or better I saw this movie. I cannot remember. It bugs me still to this day. But anyway, it's like this guy never met a cop or the schoolyard bully.
Well, he'd probably also be, taken aback to learn that the schoolyard bully has become the cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does emphasize the difference in information base. Because, like, I have viewed footage of, like, a dog being shot for absolutely no reason whatsoever by police.
Too many times.
And not one of those like, oh, we're invading your house and we want to not get bit, because that might be not a good reason, but there is a reason for
mm-hmm.
it.
There was a sheriff up here in Alpena County during the 50s and 60s who used to drive around and shoot cats out of his car all day.
Wow.
Just laugh about it, you know.
That's but, just the kind of people that you're talking about. I mean, this job attracts a certain type of individual. I'm not saying it's true for all cops, because I think some of them do get into it for good reasons, but it certainly does attract the psychos and the sickos.
And sometimes a guy gets into it for noble reasons or noble intent and becomes the psycho as a result of being employed by a system based on violence.
And being surrounded by them.
Major, anything else? Go ahead.
The same thing happens in politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah, I had... Captain, what is that word again?
What word? Nepocestuous?
That's the one. Nepocestuous. New Mexico judges, court system, legal system. That one, yes. Government. I had last made the inquiry of the listening public, especially in New Mexico, especially if they're in government. As to the veracity of a reliably sourced piece of information, which was true or not, which I subsequently researched on the internet, and you can actually find on the internet from reliable sources on the internet news notes to the effect supporting the allegation that a sitting judge, in this case Tommy Jewell, was having an affair while he on his wife, who's also a judge, Angela Jewell, who trafficked my children. There's a second piece that I wanted, all these years I've been wanting to verify in the listening public in New Mexico, especially in New Mexico government that is nepocestuous, can answer this question. There was also an allegation from a reliable source that the same couple, Judge Tommy Jewell and Judge Angela Jewell. Oh, and Tommy Jewell is once again holding a public position. That is why this is newsworthy, because Tommy Jewell is now on a sheriff's advisory board in Bernalillo County. And so I still have that question, Tommy and Angela Jewell. There was a case that came before you, I am told, where a husband and a wife were divorcing with children, and you did the custody things, Angela Jewell. And the couple ended up having to sell their house, as often happens when people divorce, because they need to pay tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars to the lawyers that are representing them. And this house allegedly ended up being purchased by Tommy and Angela Jewell.
Huh.
It was lost. And I need to clarify.
Couldn't possibly be a conflict of interest there.
Wait, just to clarify, maybe I missed what you said. Was one of the Jewels overseeing that case, or was it one of their buddy judges that shuffled it over to them?
No, it was Angela Jewell, as the story was narrated to me from a reliable source, and I'm trying to confirm it.
Interesting. Well, David, what do you want to give out, an email address or something? How else are you going to get in?
Yeah. Yeah, like people can I don't hide anything. My name is David Olson in New Mexico. I'm David Olson 333 everywhere on the internet, including at Gmail.
All right, there you go. David, thanks for the call tonight. Maybe somebody will get back to him about that. Who knows? Not a surprise, though. A totally believable story.
Like, oh, yeah.
The more that that guy reveals about his case and about the people involved with it, and I mean, if that is not just the largest illustration of corruption in the family courts, I don't know what is.
You know, speaking of the court system, of course, there's been a whole lot of hubbub recently over the Supreme Court in the United States. There was the Roe versus Wade decision that overturned that longstanding opinion by the Supreme Court. And when this information came out, of course, it was couched in the language of, oh, well, the Supreme Court's just upholding states' rights. The Supreme Court's just simply saying, devolve the decision to the state level, which is where it belongs. Mm. And from that perspective, I thought that was the right decision to make. Mm. And I'm somebody who is pro-choice. I think that, you know, it's your body, do what you want with it.
You know, I've been pro-choice my whole life, and when I found out the specifics of what the Roe v. Wade thing was, I'm like, that's paper thin. That is a terrible way to do this. Like, I knew this was a bad decision. I agreed with the outcome,
mm-hmm.
but I thought this was an absolutely terrible way to get there. Like, that's not, that there's no firm foundation there.
Well, and as it turns out, despite all the talk about states' rights, the Republicans are now showing their true colors, because this isn't about states' rights. It's about control,
yep.
Just their version of control instead of the Democrats. The story's from Como News, which you're probably familiar with.
Kevin. K-O-M-O, yeah.
Como
the
News.
The first time I moved to Seattle and we turned on the television, a friend of mine, who is, you know, you'd probably consider him like anti-gay at this point. He turns on the TV and he sees this newscast by Como, K-O-M-O News, and he goes, oh, great, Homo News. They even got their own television station out here, right?
They, guess what? They, according to this story out of Washington, Republicans, if they win the federal, you know, enough of a majority in the midterms or whatever, they may be passing a new law which would restrict abortion at the federal level. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California is likely to become House Speaker in a Republican majority, said he's committed to, quote, saving every life possible, unquote, in a news conference after the Supreme Court ruling.
First of all, that's a horrible idea, saving every life possible. I mean, there's something to be said about, you know, the weak dying off and that kind of a thing.
The Darwin Awards.
Yeah, all that kind of thing. Yes.
I said it before, I'll say it again. I knew it was coming. The right is turning against liberty just as the left has, like, reached its apex and started to swing back.
Of course they are. And they haven't even won the election yet. They're just they're trying to attract those voters, right? Hey, you want to crack down on all those states that have more abortion options and more access? Well, just put us into office. We're coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was returned to his home in Tokyo on Saturday. Abe was in Western Japan Friday on the stump for a fellow member of his party when he was fatally shot by a man who assumed that Abe was a part of an organization he resented. Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the hearse carrying Abe's body drove by. there will be a new leader in Sri Lanka as that country's prime minister steps down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. No word if the president was inside of the home. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. This is USA Radio News. A new law in Arizona will restrict how police are recorded come September. The state's Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed the measure this week. Its sponsor, Republican State Representative John Kavanaugh, is former law enforcement. He defended the proposal earlier this year on News Nation.
You're focused on the person you're arresting. If somebody suddenly starts to walk up to you, especially from behind, you don't know if it's an ordinary citizen filming you or an accomplice or friend of the person you're arresting is going to assault you.
Violators will be charged with a misdemeanor. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. It goes into effect in September. Elon Musk wants to untweet the deal he made with Twitter for $44 billion 3 months ago. An SEC filing includes a letter from one of his lawyers writing that the social media company has not responded to Musk's request for information concerning fake or spam accounts. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on our number 603-283-6160. That allows you to call in, bring up whatever you want here on this live Saturday episode. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And you can join us online anytime you want. So head on over to freetalklive.com and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as well as some of the hosts of the show on our social media platform. Just go to social.freetalklive.com. You will find that there, and it is Mastodon based, which means it's open source. We're running it on our server. There's not some big tech mega corporation involved at all. So go to social.freetalklive.com and you can interact there, and it's free. So try it out, see if you like it. If you don't like it, too bad, you didn't pay for it. So I think it's pretty cool. I was using it today actually as I was out at the protest. There was a big rally, and I say big. Well, as small as it could have been.
But you have to, our listeners must understand that the town of Keene, New Hampshire is small. It's like, what, 20,000, 25,000?
Yeah,
people?
If you can get 30 people into Central Square, you got a pretty big rally.
That's like 1 in 1,000 people.
And also, Central Square might max out at like 100 people or something.
No,
right?
I've seen probably 300 in there.
Okay, but that's
maxed.
Packed.
Yeah, that's packed.
Yeah.
That was Black Lives Matter was the biggest one I've ever seen. The Free Staters put on the 420 rallies there, and that got to about 130, 150, and that was pretty busy.
Yeah.
So today, it was probably 30 people were there to protest the Free State Project.
Also, real quick, I just have to mention that the town square in Keene, New Hampshire is a circle because government made it.
It's a fact. But a very interesting event today because the Free State Project, of course, for listeners that don't know, is a migration of freedom-loving people, mostly self-described libertarians or voluntarists. Some might use the term anarchists. Who've come here to New Hampshire.
And some constitutionalists and minarchists.
And for a long time, the people in the status quo were able to ignore us. And that's, you know, in the early days when there were only a few dozen people who'd made the move here.
Oh, they're just crazy.
And there was a time at which they laughed at us and they said, you'll never have any success here. You might as well just go home now. And that went on for some number of years and they laughed at us. And now we're in the fighting stage.
I was going to say, isn't it first they mock you?
No, first they ignore you.
First they ignore you. Then they mock you, laugh at you. Then they fight you.
Okay. Then
You win.
So we're in the fighting stage right now, and I don't have the video together yet, but the endorsements coming from the stage, because they did have speakers today, there were maybe about 30 people attending on the anti-Free State Project side, mm-hmm. and maybe half of that, maybe a little more than half of that amount in the pro-Free State Project, okay. or the pro-liberty side of things. So it was a pretty good turnout all around. We had people coming from as far away as the Seacoast and Manchester.
Awesome.
To visit Keene Central Square, because this was the largest protest of this type that I have seen probably thus far. In 2014, there was an anti-free Keene protest where they had about 20 or 30 people, so a little smaller than this one today. That one was pretty impressive for that time. But recently, in the last year or so, Democrat and hard left groups have been out in the streets in other parts of New Hampshire protesting the Free State Project. But usually there's only been 4 or 5 or 3 people at these other events. And maybe they just weren't as well organized or whatever.
Yeah.
And there have been photos of, right, so I've seen the evidence that these things have existed. And they really barely are even worth mentioning. But still, the Free State Project puts out tweets on their account, at Free State NH, usually showing these things and, you know, using it as a badge of honor. Like, look, we are so effective now, the Free State types, or the libertarians who've moved here, because not everybody is part of the Free State Project, right. but the Free State types in New Hampshire are so effective that the people who support the status quo are protesting regularly. Mm. They're having seminars about the Free State Project, just breathlessly, yelling about how terrible the Free Staters are and all
they
the damage.
They want freedom for everybody.
They hate that. And so that's what they were doing today. But today was the biggest one so far with, like I said, about 30 people, according to my count, attending this event. And so it got news coverage in advance. The radio station was talking about it, apparently. Like, the local talk radio station was covering it this morning and yesterday. And, again, the union leader covered it. I think the Keene Sentinel covered it. So it had a lot of buzz going.
A lot of hubbub for 30 people.
Well, still, that's a big turnout for this area. I'm not going to tell them that they didn't do a good job getting people to come out for this, because they did. And we didn't. Chris, our co-host on Friday night, was bragging, saying, "Oh, we're going to outnumber him." I said, "Don't get cocky."
Mm.
And we did not outnumber them. But that said, it's still a huge success to have so many people so upset. And a lot of people wouldn't understand that. Our caller Robert, for instance, would have no understanding of why, if people were angry at you, that that's a sign of success. But that's absolutely what it is. Because if you're not having an impact, then they aren't going to talk about you.
Yeah, we aim to change things.
Right.
We aim to make things more free. Like, we didn't come here just to keep it the way it is. Like, it is better than a whole lot of places, and it was better from the very beginning of when this got, elected to be where we would land. It was better than a whole lot of places, but we didn't come here just to keep it the way it is. No, we want more freedom. We love the freedom that we have here, and we want to expand it.
We were called, the liberty activism here in New Hampshire was called a well-oiled machine today from the stage.
I think that's a little much.
They said that, they said it was oiled with Coke money, that all this billionaire oil money is being poured into the movement. There's this whole conspiracy theory.
No, this is oiled with Bitcoin money. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that wasn't mentioned, surprisingly.
Obviously, don't know their foe very well.
Hey, Koch brothers, I think you forgot to cut somebody a check.
Yeah, seriously.
I haven't received my paycheck.
But this is interesting because they have a whole conspiracy theory surrounding this movement, that it's all centrally controlled. And, of course, you have to expect that from these people because they themselves are centrally controlled in that way.
Yeah,
they
talk collectivists.
About, well, and the proof is in the pudding, the event today. I took a photo once they were all out doing their sign holding alongside the Central Square. For listeners that don't know, this is right in the heart of downtown Keene, New Hampshire, in southwest New Hampshire. It's sort of the big city, if you will, with 23,000 population here. But Central Square is where all this stuff happens. They line up alongside with their signs. Every single sign in these people's hands was professionally printed. By the Cheshire County Democrats. It even had, like, by the Cheshire... It was written on the signs.
Branded.
You don't have to do that, by the way. If you're just going to go out and protest, you don't have to put... There's, like, no legal requirement that you put a brand on it or, like,
well,
who paid for the
credit.
Signs. They did. And there wasn't one single handmade sign there by the supposed grassroots Democrats. They were all handed out by the central party.
I wonder how many of them were paid.
I don't think they were paid. I think these are mostly they were older folks. I was surprised that there were a couple of young people actually at the event. I said I would be shocked if anybody under the age of 40 was at this event, and there were at least a couple.
So now, if this was the Tea Party, then they would be correct. Like,
what do you mean?
One of the things that like really deeply upset me about how things went with the Tea Party, because I mean at the time you had like the Tea Partiers and the Occupy Wall Street people on the two sides, and like I loved that.
Yeah, that's true.
I loved that you had these like populist grassroots uprisings that were against government control on both sides, like government corporate control, because they are the same thing.
I went to both of them.
Yeah, and the thing that happened to the Tea Party. Was a whole bunch of Coke money came in, and then they said, well, with all this money, we can start organizing it, and it became part of the Republican Party.
Yep, it became
just this little wing of the Republican Party that even lost its distinction from the rest of it.
It's kind of like when you go into business with your friends. I don't recommend you do this.
Don't do it.
Because nothing will kill a friendship faster than a tough decision when a bunch of money is on the table.
Mm-hmm. Especially if the money got loaned by the other friends.
Or one guy gets greedy over the other guy or whatever it is.
We got more coming up. If you want to join us here, the story about the protests... That'll be coming later after I get the video out. You'll see that over at freekeen.com. But there's more Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here in these remaining moments, maybe, if you get on the lines right now. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you don't get in tonight, that's okay. We do the show live 7 nights a week. The captain will return tomorrow night for the Sunday edition. And with you tonight, it is Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
Don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We have Oliver on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Oliver.
Hey, buddy. First off, I just want to say, y'all, I'm agreeing with you. 10 minutes later, I ain't agreeing with you. But
good.
It's just a good show.
We'll keep you on your toes.
But what I want, you do that. And I am pro-life. I just want to put that out there. But okay. Anyway, when you go out there to this utopia in New Hampshire, I think it is. Now,
well, it's not a utopia, but it is freer than a lot of places.
Okay, well, you talk about a whole lot of bad stuff about police, so I would just like to hear you answer me. How are you going to police this place when somebody does something wrong to somebody else? So do you have a plan for that?
Yeah.
And I'll get off the phone and turn the radio on.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Good question. Good question.
Yeah, what is our plan? Because, like, and that's the thing. Like, you might imagine that what we're saying is that the government doesn't do anything necessary. And that's not what we're saying at all. In fact, they take these things that are necessary and they monopolize them. You know, things like food, energy, protection,
roads, water, sewage.
Yeah, you know, all of the necessities of life, and they monopolize them. It's not that I have a problem with people enforcing security. I have a problem with the fact that I can't fire them.
Mm. Yeah, so if you subscribe to a security service through a provider of some sort, and they do a bad job, you have the ability to go, you know what, you guys did a bad job, I'm going to go find a different provider who does the job to my satisfaction.
You could even say, I'm going to start my own provider and compete with you.
Yeah, like, I can do way better than those guys. I think I'm just going to start a security business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that looks way different than the monopolized police force currently looks. If if your local town, county, state, if they do a poor job at being police, you can't fire them. They're still the police. It's very difficult, if not impossible, for you to change any of their policies, any of their actions. And so the monopoly is what keeps them in place and keeps them doing a bad job, regardless of your opinion, regardless of your level of satisfaction. Have you ever noticed that nobody really puts out a government scorecard, something like a report card? You used to get a report card in school, right?
No one says, except for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that actually does that here in New Hampshire and rates all 400 reps and 24 senators every single year.
Outside of New Hampshire.
Yeah, outside of New Hampshire, I've never heard of it.
Right, and there's a reason for that. It's because if you knew how poor a job they were actually doing, well, there'd be an uprising tomorrow.
Well, and the thing is, the people who are actually making some of these decisions, the people with power, when they go home, they go to a nice gated community with private security. And if that private security, say, steals their stuff or lights their house on fire or whatever, they can get different private security.
Sure.
So really, my solution is to do that, only everyone.
Right. We were talking in the break about the difference between government and governance. Right. Governance is just the products and services that are currently monopolized by the organization calling themselves government. They don't allow competition. They don't allow people who are entrepreneurs, who think they can do a better job, to come in and compete with them because mm-hmm. they know that they're
clock cleaned.
Yeah.
Right.
There will be people who put together organizations that do it better, faster, and less expensive immediately, if not sooner.
Yeah, and one of the things that it just keeps coming back to is how terrible our court system is.
Ugh.
So, like, there are of these secondary problems that if our court system was good because it had competition, then it would be dealing with these problems, and then these problems wouldn't turn into these massive catastrophes.
So the short answer to the caller's question is the market will provide.
Yep. Yeah.
Human beings value these things as services. And therefore, they'll pay for them. And so they have a value. Some business people will get together. Perhaps some people who want to start their own business, entrepreneurial type people, will put it together. Perhaps these products and services will be rolled into existing businesses, mm-hmm. right? A lot of times, things like insurance companies come up. I've always subscribed to the idea that much like an internet service provider, which is a provider of networks, right, and you pay a fee to get on the internet, mm-hmm. well, that's already a superior method of controlling traffic, right? So I imagine something like an RSP, a road service provider,
mm-hmm.
right? You just take the idea of an ISP and, like, apply it to roads, and now you have these companies that build roads, and then you just buy a subscription to get on the road. Oh, you're going to get on a road outside of your normal home area? Well, you have roaming built into your mm-hmm. RSP subscription.
Maybe you won't need a prescription or
subscription.
Subscription. Maybe it'll be paid for by advertisements. You know, there's billboards already, so why wouldn't
right. well, people? And that is one thing about the market is I'm one mind. I can't imagine
right.
what
we don't
many
know.
Minds are going to come up with. The one word answer to how will you X is voluntarily.
Right. We're just talk show hosts. We're not road innovators.
Right.
You know, we're not in the business.
I am not supreme master leader that you must make me dictator.
And we've never had the opportunity to see what road innovation would look like because it's always been under the control of government.
Every now and again, like a state or a city will have this like piece of road that's paved a little bit differently, and they'll put up a sign that says, you know, we're testing this new version of asphalt or something, right? And that's as close to innovation yeah. as they've gotten in the entire time I've been alive.
Let's go to not Oliver, but Olivia in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, so I'm kind of curious because I've been hinting at, like, trying to move to New Hampshire, and not once have you ever given me the hookup to this Coke, I'm assuming K-O-C-H, money.
You haven't gotten your millions of dollars yet to finance your way to New Hampshire?
No, am I expected to do this all on
my
own?
No, she's lying. Like, Olivia is actually our secret mastermind that centrally controls our entire movement.
It really is amazing that given how much of research, because a lot of the people on the left that have been doing presentations about the Free State Project here in New Hampshire, they really have done a ton of research, and a lot of it's very, very good research. Like, they've successfully identified a lot of the Free Staters in the state legislature, many of whom I don't even know who they are, but they figured them out because they've been spending God knows how many hours and
yeah.
how much money doing this, but they do that, but yet they still believe that there's some sort of conspiracy theory about how well-funded we are, and it's like, no, there's a lot of people who move up here literally by the skin of their teeth, and yeah. you know, the only help they have is unpacking their moving truck when they get here.
Right. So, I'm just waiting. I mean, if these people are serious, have they tried to apply and infiltrate the system and get their chunk of change?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
I mean, put it to the test. If you've got that, if you're convinced, you know, why not try to cash in and see how easy it is?
Great questions, Olivia. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, one thing that's been bothering me about what Pecos Mountaineer said about the Supreme Court ruling on Roe versus Wade and saying that it's appropriate that they struck it down because of the Constitution or whatever. I mean, I think it was a major oversight of the Founding Fathers not to put in the Constitution. Of course, they wouldn't have even thought to do this, but that no one has more right to your body than you do. I think that should be the Zeroth Amendment. That no one should be able to decide what experimental treatments you take, what operations you decide to have or not have, the right to suicide if you need that. Whatever it is, no one has more right over your bodily decisions than you do.
Self ownership. That's a good one.
So that almost made it in, actually.
Really?
It almost made it into the Declaration of Independence as the right of life, liberty, and property. That was how it was originally written, both in the source material for that document and in the original document itself. It said not the pursuit of happiness, but property. And that whole concept goes back to the idea of you own yourself. And I mean, even the people who made the decision specifically said, this is not a great way of getting this done, but we're doing this.
Thank you, Olivia, for the call. Good luck with the migration plan.
And since she brought up the whole abortion thing, again, if we had competition in courts, we would have good courts. If we had good courts, then okay, is that a human being? And is that a district thing, whether that counts as a human being? Because if that is a human being, then this is unprosecuted murder, and we should approach it like that. And maybe we have to do different districts that call that murder, and some districts that say that isn't a human being, because obviously there's something of a question on this subject.
And no one is ever going to all agree on this particular question, which is why having different, you know, jurisdictions with different rules is a good idea. But the Republicans and the Democrats want to cram their view down from the top. We'll see you tomorrow night.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.